Good morning. I've just been to Buckingham Palace and accepted His Majesty the King's invitation to form a government in his name. It is only right to explain why I'm standing here as your new Prime Minister.
This is Rishi Sunak. This week he became the United Kingdom's third Prime Minister in just 2 months. And as the child of Indian immigrants, he's also the first person of color in British history to hold the office. As he steps into this new role, his task is clear: stabilize the country. After the policies of his predecessor, Liz Truss, sparked economic fallout across Britain.
All I can say is that I am not daunted. I know the high office I have accepted, and I hope to live up to its demands. But when the opportunity to serve comes along, you cannot question the moment, only your willingness.
His ascension has significance beyond the UK. For a generation of Indians like Sunak's parents, his rise is seen as a powerful testament to the South Asian experience in the West.
And as somebody who is also of South Asian descent, I am absolutely curious about, you know, what he may or may not do that reflects his personal story and identity. You know, will he make comments about Britain's legacy in India?
Ishan Tharoor is a foreign affairs columnist at The Post.
I think many people from countries that used to be colonized by Britain want to see the political leadership in London show a bit more awareness and atonement for a legacy of exploitation and domination. And you know, I'm not holding my breath for Rishi Sunak to lead the way in any of that, but it's something that I will be watching for.
Today we explore who Rishi Sunak is and what his ascent to power in Britain means for South Asians across the globe. So who is Rishi Sunak? What is his background?
Rishi Sunak is a 42-year-old Tory politician, that is, a member of the British Conservative Party. He is somebody who, before he entered politics, had a very lucrative career in finance. He was at Goldman Sachs. He launched a hedge fund. And then entered the British political establishment as something of a golden boy.